Robbie Minnick, Senior Government Relations Representative with the National Cotton Council, provides an update on the 118th Congress and how the committees that are currently being formed will impact the cotton and agriculture industry.
It's the 118th Congress coming into shape and getting really formalized and situated. Kevin McCarthy of California was named Speaker of the House. Now we have the Republican Steering Committee, which is elected different members from different regions of the country that go through, and these are the ones who select who the committee chairman are, as well as who the new members of the committees are, which will be key as we go into the next farm bill. Not only we know that G.T. Thompson will be chair of the House Agriculture Committee, but we don't yet know who the members of the committee are going to be. There are a lot of other committees in Congress that are very important to cotton policy, as well as to all of agriculture. The Republican Steering Committee met this week and elected the new chairman of both the Ways and Means and the Budget Committee. The Ways and Means Committee is very important to agriculture. It handles all tax policy as well as all trade policy. The other one that I mentioned is the House Budget Committee, and that committee will be vitally important to see what the budget will be for the next farm bill. The steering committee will meet next week to name the Republican members of other committees. So whenever you look at the members who were not returning, you look at the change in committee ratios from the Democrats having control to Republicans having control, and then you look at the members of the Agriculture Committee that were on their last Congress that then were named as new members to A committees. We could have upwards of 13 new members out of probably 28 on the Republican side of the House Agriculture Committee.